Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon, and this is Hacker Public Radio Community News for May 2013. I'm here all by myself today, so we will attempt to make it as short as possible so you're not having to suffer my droning. If you normally skip over these shows, can I point out that we have changed the FTP server password, so if you want to know what that is, drop me an email. Drop us an email at admin@hackerpublicradio.org and we will see that password get to you. It's a bit long to read out here. Okay, first of all, as we always do, I'd like to welcome the new host, Deb Nielsen, Beza, and Toby Meehan. All three new hosts joined the network this month, so thank you very much for coming on board and helping to continue this community project that we have going on here. Last month, we stopped at 12:35, Talk Cyberpunk to Me by Sigflop. And the show immediately after that was Lament for HTTPD, which was a Deep Geek show. And I felt a lot of sympathy for Deep Geek during this show. Speaking of genuine sympathy, was for the following day, Cory Doctorow's tribute to Aaron Schwartz, which was our memorial here on Hacker Public Radio. The following day, we had what has now become a central theme to HPR. I think word processors are overrated and the importance of structuring your documents and you know, what is actually necessary for a document. Then the next day we had the HPR Saturday sessions, Nido Media leading the team with a discussion on what is hacking. A very interesting topic. My own response to that would be from the point of view of Hacker Public Radio, you are a hacker if you're listening. Well done. Send me a show. Then we had Charles and NJ with his continuing efforts to make my brain melt out my ears with The Doomsday Rule, which is an excellent series, which I, and if you don't follow the show notes, just by the way, everything is in the show notes. And for these, his episodes, I do need to follow along just to make sure that everything is being cemented into my brain, small as it is. Then we had the Community News Show, and the following that we had What's Wrong with Free Anyway, which was a hookah, talking about that it's free of free of charge, you should be able to pay for it, and that seems fair enough to me. We had Akon DK with his Wargames 30-year memorial, which was excellent. That is a very good movie, actually. Even now, it's still a very, very valid movie. And he also had the sounds of a modem in there from freesound.org, which is a great place to get sound effects for any event. Linux in the Shell was AB, Apache Benchmark by Dan the Man Washko. Utility I was not aware of. Don't think I will have need for it in my immediate future, but I am putting it into my special 5150 folder for things that I know I will need at some point in the future. And Dan was on the next day assisting Deep Geek with Talk Geek to Me News, and the day after that, well, actually the Monday after that, was David Whitman's live report from Linux Fest Northwest. Did an excellent job there, bringing us the atmosphere of that festival, and again, makes me lament the cost of transatlantic air tickets. Ah, well. Then we had John Culp with recording terrestrial radio with bash scripts and cron jobs. which, yes, was something that I might actually even consider doing myself. If there's been a few recommendations in the comments about what ways to enhance it and various different utilities for dump and streams, my personal favorite is just mPlayer. And my regular everyday music player is mPlayer, so yeah, that can also dump stuff. Frank Bell achieves enlightenment adventures with E17 part 1 and goes into E17 and how enlightenment has basically got this far, and yeah, basically walking through his experiences. A nice one. Then we had Software Paintings, Who's Behind the Curtain, Deb Nielsen. And this was on request. It comes in from the Linux Fest Northwest, so it kind of got priority. Also, Deb is a new host. And with her permission, it was being recorded for Hacker Public Radio as well. The interview with YC Cracker from our very good friend Pokey. This was a brilliant one. And for those of you who didn't look at the amount of time left on Pokey, he is notorious for adding content after the intro, meaning I never know after the outro, meaning I never know if the outro's in there or not. So, but this was an artist that I was not familiar with. And I had listened to some of his stuff afterwards. But again, that is, I suppose, the whole point of interviews, exposing you to other types of music. Speaking of other types of music, shout outs to John the Nice Guy at cchits.net for his continued efforts over there. Then we had Talk Geek to Me News with Deep Geek, and that was bumped up to a Monday because of some production delays, but also to do with the priority scheduling of Linux Fest Northwest. On the Tuesday, we had The Long Road to Linux by Bezra, which I listened to walking around the aisles of IKEA, which I had to go through 3 times in that week. And it was a very, very, very nice overview of the introduction to his Linux. If you haven't pulled it down, have a listen to this. Very nostalgic. And these How I Got Into Linux ones are becoming more and more detailed and expansive, and I'm loving it. So if you've got your story and you haven't shared it with us, please do so. Yes, Linux in the Shell. This is another one I needed to go over to Linux in the Shell's website, because you need to follow along with the VM stat about Linux virtual memory and files in the proc and where you can get the information for there. As a reminder, always Linux in the Shell videos, as well as the excellent podcast, there are videos and write-ups to go along with. So regardless of what type of learner you are, you will always find some way to absorb the information from Dan. Speaking of returning hosts, we had JWP with X2Go Remote Linux Server Client, which I was not aware of either. And it's a way to remote client into another server. I like JWP shows. They're short, sweet, and to the point. And the following day, we had a Gargiola with A Life in a Software Project, which was an interesting blog post written by a friend of his about his history. And this one you will need to listen to twice. I'll say no more about that. Talk Geek to Me Newscast was written by Bobo Bex. And the following day was Getting Things Done by Nightwise, who has, of course, shown Nightwise. And this was, this was HBR-only content. So do you still need to use a Mac? And I nearly, I was shocked and stunned to find out that the answer was, well, you're going to have to listen to the show yourself. Then we had Toby with How to Build a Desktop Computer. I was listening to this one on the way home from the swimming pool. And one thing that I think that he didn't mention was a great show, by the way. Love it. First show, well done. Was power consumption. That is a big one for me. How much power? What's the running cost? And that sort of thing. So, yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a great show if you haven't checked it out already. And then we had Cyanide Cupcake and our good friend Mr. Klaatu discussing the Scratch programming language. And she is a school teacher and uses Scratch as a way to educate the children in the ways of the programmer. Then finally, we had a bumped interview by Nido, who I think just actually forgot to submit the show. The recording was already done and forgot to submit the show, or perhaps he did and I didn't get it. But it's about the OHM Festival in the Netherlands, which is Observe, Hack and Make, OHM 2013, a five-day outdoor international camping festival for hackers and makers who, with an inquisitive mind, on the 31st of July, 3,000 of those minds will depend upon the unassuming patch of land at the Geest Meerambracht Festival Grounds, 30 kilometers north of Amsterdam, which is approximately 40 kilometers from where I am. However, the last time I went camping, I had a back hernia, so I need to think long and hard about that one. However, the thought of having a festival of such interest down the road is appealing to me. Well, that is pretty much it for the review of the shows for this month, so let's have a wee little look at the comments in the comment log for the last month, something that we haven't done in a while. We had a Lobath with a comment on HPR episode 1233, playing Ingress, supportive comment there. Epicanus was giving some feedback on Lament for HTTPD with the point that he's slightly disappointed that the show didn't go longer. Dodo Dummy left a comment on episode 1239 about what is hacking. Doing is the essential part of the definition. And so his comment is, I disagree with the gentleman who kept saying that the search for knowledge is all that is needed. A hacker needs to apply the knowledge. That's kind of like a VI Emacs debate to me. It is an interesting debate, but at the end of the day, there will never be any resolution, I guess. Helviton posted a comment on community news for April 2013 saying, oh no, I don't want to encroach on anyone's style. Thanks for the nice comments. Well, you're very welcome. And Epicanus again left an episode on what is hacking. I don't think curiosity. I agree with Dodo Dummy. I think curiosity is a necessary component for good hack, or rather, I think someone could use a good hacker without a decent could become a good hacker without a decent amount of curiosity. Ugh, crikey. Epicanus again left another comment on the playing Ingress, thanking Lobath for his comment and answering some questions. Epicanus again referring to the talk Cyberpunk to me, which was the Sigflux wearable computer. Useful information, and has the Raspberry Pi, so perhaps he may also head down the road. Ralph left a comment on updating a Garmin for free. That was an episode from some time back, episode 922, and that was by Riddlebox. Usually comments left that far back are in fact spam. However, this is a comment from Ralph. How to make the Garmin unusable first. I've thought about getting I use Garmin to use OpenStreetMap, but all the Garmin units I've tried display a legal agreement when turned on. I won't agree to it, so I'll never get very far. There are there hacks for some units to remove license nonsense? Pointer to that info would be appreciated. I have searched Google every way I can think of and cannot find anything about it. So if you know, get back to Ralf. Runkin has welcomed the future on the Superflux episode. It's proving popular. Epicanus has requested that people review his code. Review his code, pointing at you, Crayon. Review code required. So if you are familiar with PHP, you can help Hacker Public Radio by reviewing our code. There's quite a lot of the current system. The current system is has been tidied up a little by me, but what I really want to do is make everything HTML5, CSS, and reducing the amount of code as little as possible. But one thing that we will need is some way to upload shows, and Epicanus has a, excuse me a moment, has a some PHP that will facilitate that. So if you could review it, that would be fantastic. Mvarnio, Mervanio, left a comment on Frank Bell's Enlightenment Adventures with E17 Part 1. Saying that he enjoyed the show and is looking forward to episode 2, as we all are. And Tim Timoney left a comment on terrestrial radio recording, saying that you can use MPlayer with the option dash dump stream to dump the stream, which is interesting. Klaatu, commenting on E17, nothing needless to say, he's running on Slackware, yada, 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 yada. Actually, no one's really interested in what you have to say, Klaatu, which is, of course, not the case. There's a lot of interesting and unique features, and it's full to explore and experience. Yes, indeedy. But he can't help commenting on Slackware every chance he gets. Claudio M, commenting on episode 1239. Saturday sessions, what is hacking? The fight continues. On music, it seems as though the topic of whether music would be something of interest to hackers, as well as what is considered music, has inspired me to make a rebuttal episode for HPR. Be on the lookout for it. By the way, yes, HPR has a long history of playing interesting music, and we even have a series called All Songs Considered. So if you want, submit shows to HPR. But you might also want to be consider submitting, if you have a whole series and you would like to put together a playlist or a radio show, music radio show, you can always submit that to Juiced Penguin, which is also an excellent project. And I believe that the chaps over at Unseen Studio are putting together Hacker Public Radio for music lovers, where you can submit 2 songs with the reason why you want to promote them, and they will play them out over there. Good, good, good. Yes, yes, yes. We love it. Pokey, comments on The Long Road to Linux by Bezra, saying, brilliant, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, which we have to fine him for. What a fantastic show. Loved it. Very interesting. Very informative. Educational. Nostalgic. Perfectly summarizes what I failed to do earlier on. And he, Pokey, apologizes for his droll reading of the Tucky to Me news, but he should not do so, as it was very entertaining. Pokey, I could listen to you reading the telephone book. So, Brad, Printer Sounds, great podcast. This was, of course, episode 1252, which is The Long Road to Linux. Very popular show. Great podcast. The machine details and technology progression was very informative. I'm looking forward to your future episodes. And then he has a link into of a man or Astroman show that went on for a while back. They bought an Apple II and a dot matrix printer and played a song called A Simple Text File, which is in the link is in the comments. Klaatu, comments on episode How to Build a Computer by Toby, saying it was a great episode and he built his first box a year ago with the help of some friends on IRC and can't imagine getting a computer that you have not assembled yourself. I was amazed, actually. I would have thought Klaatu would have built computers prior to that, but I guess he was purchasing computers from the company that cannot be named. So that was interesting. I personally would no longer buy computers because, or no longer assemble them myself because they're just too much work to maintain. Preferring instead to buy ready-made models like the Raspberry Pi, which meets all my computing needs. David Whitman replies to say, Miss Cupcake and Mr. Klaatu, is this Scratch project coded in Perl? And if it is, will you be appearing on FlossWiki? Congratulations. Very good show. Thank you very much. And that was the comments. Yes, it was. Now, let's move on to what happened in the mailing list. There was lots of discussion about the War Games anniversary and requesting that the show be posted up slightly earlier. Dave Morris continues his sterling work on the back end for us. Mr. Droops, long time no hear. Mr. Droops, founder of Twat Tech Radio, founder of Infonomicon. I don't know, Infonomicon Radio for sure. Infonomicon Computer Club. Author of the code that serves Hacker Public Radio and has done so for the last years. Writes to tell us HPR is awesome. I couldn't agree more. Could not agree more. Dave Morris, also working on quality control and on the show meter during the month, adding some changes and updates to it so that it looks a little bit better. We have an open question about the open Opus parameters for the eventual feed from started by Epicanus. In the last community episode, you mentioned that you wanted to get some information about the Opus encoding. Yes, I did. And I've been thinking about the Opus encoding and what is the advantage to people of having an Opus feed, aside from the freedom that that entails. But is it going to nullify the AUG feed? And is it going to nullify the Speaks feed? Now, I can understand when you're doing live streaming that adaptive bitrate would make sense, but when you're doing a file download, people on low bandwidth connections are going to receive the same size of file, so it's of little use to them having a feed that can be adaptive if they have to download the high quality anyway. So that's kind of one of the questions about it. However, I also want to know what the best settings are for inclusion in the Gitorious HPR transcode, which is up, script, which is up on the Hacker Public Radio section of Gitorious. I sent an email out requesting on how to link multiple hosts into the MySQL database. And this is in relation to, per show, we need a list of multiple hosts to a single show. Now, this is supported by the Atom feed, so you have the author of the show, and then you have contributors who contributed to that. So I wanted to find out the best way to do that, and several people have responded back with several suggestions on how to do that. So what I need to do now is simply implement it. In some very sad and depressing news, hackerpublicradio.com has been taken away from us last February. I'm imagining that if nobody noticed or even cared, then nobody is using the hackerpublicradio.com. So if there are people out there who want to help us get that back, that would also be appreciated. George Soundchaser has been asking if anyone on HPR has XSLT experience. I do a little. So if you have XSLT experience, can you get in touch with soundchaser@cerebralrift.org? David Whitman writes to say that the Fest kit is available. So if you are going to be representing Hacker Public Radio at an upcoming Linux event, or any other event for that matter, in the continental United States, Canada, Mexico, any of those regions over there, that side of the pond, get in touch with Dave or get on the mailing list and he will ship the kit to you. There also was an attempt by somebody for the first time to upload a PHP script which contained a Base64 encoded gzip inflatable string, which couldn't see particularly what it does, but for that reason we have changed the password for the FTP server. It is too long to read out here, so if you are uploading a show, fire us off an email to admin@hackerpublicradio.org, not just to me, please, admin@hackerpublicradio.org, as all the admins have the password. And if you're on IRC and know the password, feel free to give it to whoever requests it. Yeah, I also don't think it was somebody who was a host that had it. It was a fairly predictable password and they just got lucky and got in. So now it's not predictable, and hopefully in the upcoming weeks we will have a upload form. We had Nido requesting a priority for Observe, Hack and Make interview with GMC, which we did. Then we had a interesting post by Klaatu saying that the new show posting algorithm essentially is not working. So he has been in the queue for 42 days and counting, and basically recommends a much simpler algorithm. First in, first out. When possible, no repeat hosts on the same week. No reserved slots. And special requests for time-sensitive shows are to be made. That his show was in there for 42 days. So what I did was did a quick breakdown on what exactly has happened in that period of time. So it kind of breaks down like this. He uploaded a show on the 4th of this, on the 2nd of the 4th, so 2013-0402 at 03-0101 UTC, and this is the upload time taken from the FTP server. So the number of shows that have been released in that date started at 12:17. So we had Community News, scheduled slot. The next one was Tokitomi News, was a scheduled slot. Russ Wiener was a new host. Following day was 5150, which was released under the previous rules. Following day was scheduled slot. Another scheduled slot. Another new host, 5150 again. Then we had Tracy Holtz, who hadn't posted a show in 548 days before Klaatu's last show. Tokitomi News was a scheduled slot. Mordassi had not posted a show in 421 days, so obviously Klaatu had posted a show more recently. 5150 was still being released on the old first-in-first-out rule. Then we had a new host, host that hadn't posted in 364, scheduled slot, scheduled slot. Then we had a whole series of hosts, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, going from 146, 139, 111, 81, 69, 61, 54, 26. We had a scheduled slot, we had 25 days, 57 days, two scheduled slots. We had a bump for the reserve show for Northeast Linux Fest. We had somebody, John, had posted a show for 14 days prior to Klaatu. Frank, 12 days, another new host. Pokey returned, not having posted for 43 days before Klaatu's last show. We had a scheduled slot, new host scheduled slot. We had JWP coming back, having had his last show prior to 229 days prior to Klaatu's last show. Gorjola was 28 days before Klaatu's last show. We had a scheduled slot, Nightwise returning, 390 days, and then we had a new host. So that is the breakdown. So the rules as they were on the website, just allow me to go over there now real quick, and you'll see under the calendar section are fairly complex rules, because now it's time critical. We have reserved slots for people who want to reserve a particular day. Then we have scheduled slots. First in the month is Community News, Linux in the Shell, and Talk to Geek to Me News. Then we have the normal priority, which is what we changed recently, and that was based on the last time that a host aired. And then we have backup shows. So essentially what that means is Klaatu has just released a show. He takes a ticket and then he goes to the back of the line. Now, the back of the line is not the back of the line for everybody who has shows in the queue. The back in the line is to everybody in the universe, people who have posted to HBR and who have not posted to HBR, because there's nobody who has released a show since him. So the following day, somebody releases a show and that person stands behind Klaatu. So there's now only one person in the universe who, if they submitted a show to HPR, would get on before, who would not get on before Hacker, before Klaatu. So while the queue is very fair to returning hosts and also very fair to new hosts, it's not very fair to people who have submitted shows. So his proposal is to return to the first in, first out, and no repeating shows on any 2 weeks, and special reserve shows. To which I eventually replied, saying that that I disagree with him, largely on the grounds that... I kind of agree with him, all right, but that we should... and I can't find these comments in the mail list, which is kind of frustrating, but bear with me. So my comments were to him that we should just have the first in, first out rule, and essentially our host would then be presented with a upload form, and on that upload form there would you'd be able to pick a day in the future that is still free that you could post your show. And provided nobody has reserved that day prior to you and all your stuff is encoded properly and the show notes are in there and ID treat tags and everything, you upload your show and it gets processed, then it automatically gets reserved. So you will go to the form, an upload form, or you put this in the show notes. We'll figure out that if people kind of agree. And then from the point of view of HPR, we would take the show, if the slot is free, we will mark it as unavailable and we will post the show. So if you want episode 2000, for instance, which will be in a few, whenever, then you would record the show. It would get added to the database and it would be on the web server as HPR in EPS under /HPR 2000.mp3, 2000.org, 2000.speaks. And that would be that. It would be there. There would be no more moving it about. No, nothing. The point of this is that then, you know, there is no queuing system on HPR. You have picked the show date. You know what the show date is, and that's it. Things that would be dropped would be the Community News would no longer come out on whenever on the first of the month. It would come out whenever. Talk Geek to Me News would also come out whenever. It would drop to the end of the queue, and Linux in the Shell would also come in. So what that means for those guys would be, I guess, that they would need to record some shows in advance and then pick, if you want to pick every second Tuesday, you would need to record a few shows and then pick the Tuesdays out. So your first show goes in and then your second show could be on a Tuesday or whatever. Some of the points that people had was that, you know, they want to prevent people from uploading shows all in one bunch during the week, but hey, if people want to do that, that's fine by me. That's what the community decides. On some occasions, you're coming back from a fest. You definitely do want to upload all the shows one after the other. On another point, you might want to say, well, I will release my shows over the... I will release some of the shows over the summer when it's kind of slow. Every two a month. And then when it's busier, I will release them one a month or... whatever, it's entirely up to you, but the decision will be with the HPR community. The point, though, to remember would be that changing a slot will be virtually impossible, because not only will it be technical technically difficult to do. We will need to go into the database. We'll also need to update the and rename and move the files, making sure that nobody's downloading the files on the server at the same time. All the feeds and will also need to be updated, because people will already have the feeds and the IDs, because it's a request from Dudeman and several other people to have shows as they come into the queue. And then this way, as soon as somebody uploads a show, if you want the regular HPR feed, we will release them one a day on the day that they're intended by the host to be released. But if you join the all Go Max all you can eat feed, it will, as soon as they're posted, they will be posted out there, and they will become known as HPR episode 2000. And if you want to swap that date, then you're going to have to get explicit permission from whoever it was that has episode 2000 in the queue. And that person will have to go back into the back of the queue, taking your slot. Because if there are 10 people posted and you want to post tomorrow, then the other 9 people in between you, when the first available slot, would also need to change. So that is far, far, far too much work. And far too much chaos to do. So that is essentially pushing the whole scheduling discussion off us here and back onto you guys, which is where it should be. So new hosts would also not get bumped to the top of the queue. That was something that we introduced relatively recently, only 2 years ago, in order to encourage submissions. But I think myself that if people are being flexible with their upload time, that at least when you post a show as a new host, you would be aware that, okay, I posted my show and it's going to be 2 weeks from today on Tuesday, 2 weeks from now, that's when my show will be out. And that is when your show will be out, because it'll be written into the database, and on that particular time the show will be released. So yeah, pretty from a coding point of view, it really simplifies all the work that we need to do on the back end. So if somebody uploads a show, they pick a date, it goes to the transcoding thing, which is almost automated, where Dave, Morris, and myself, the code is all available on Gitorious. If you're interested in any of this, it's all available on Gitorious. Nothing is done in secret. Then we can pop that stuff into the databases. We still need to do some sort of form of checking that the intros and outros are in there, but it should, the turnaround time for shows going to the FTP server and getting posted are very, very fast. So you'll know your show's in and you pick the day, and good luck to you. So that was pretty much that from the point of view of Hacker Public Radio for this month. I want to thank everybody who's contributed and everybody who is continuing to contribute, and tune in next month for what will be the last scheduled slot on Hacker Public Radio. Next month was on the first of the month is when, if nobody objects, that we will introduce the new Hacker Public Radio scheduling system, first in, first out. Form, so you will have the option, of course, still of submitting your shows to a backup queue, which we will use to pad out free slots if that's needed. You will have the option of just saying normal priority, which will take the first available slot whenever that is, so you won't know. You will be emailed that information, or it will become available on the website. Or you can pick to upload your shows and space them out over particular days or not. This is entirely up to you, the HPR community. If you don't agree with any of this, as always, discussions are taking on the mailing list and not in my head, essentially. So there are advantages, definitely, for doing this, because the biggest problem that we have had has been the scheduling rules. Now, since we put in this other system, go back to the end of the queue and let everybody in the universe submit a show before you, I have had to do this detailed breakdown of why people have been released in the order that they have been released 3 times for 3 individual people, which takes an awful lot of time, which says to me it's not working. So if something's not working, you stop doing it. You don't keep beating yourself on the head if you can avoid it. So from our point of view, There will be no scheduling on Hacker Public Radio. It's first come, first served. And if you're there, you get the pick of the slots. The question, of course, will be what to do with all the shows that are in the queue. And simply, the people in the queue will be given priority to upload the shows based on upload time of their shows. So, for example, right now in the queue, we have the following people, and this will all change by the end of next month when we go live with this new system, by which time we need the upload form working, or at least some way of telling people this. So anybody who has released shows, Ahuka has released a bunch of shows on December 17th, and the three shows that he released on December the 17th, he can decide where they come from. Actually, he released shows also the third. The only other person who hasn't released a show was John Culp, who then can decide when his show goes out. And then we have Klaatu, then, and it goes on and on and on and on. And based on your upload time, you can decide where you go. I will figure all that out, what would have been, when it should be released, and then those will be scheduled as requested. You can still continue to add shows to the backup queue. We will definitely need the backup queue a lot more than we have now. So please, because essentially this old system, the system that we're replacing now, was making a backup, essentially a backup queue from the main queue, which is not what people really want. Okay, with that, I'll stop talking. I will go have a cup of tea and go to bed. And don't forget, folks, to tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.